With the World Cup and the Olympics on the horizon, Brazilians hope to give the world a new taste of their country. Outside Brazil, the country's most famous for its barbecue, or churrascaria. But at home, a new movement celebrating regional food is booming. Here's NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro with a sampling of what's on offer.
So we are at the restaurant Consulado Mineiro, which specializes in food from Minas Gerais. And right in front of me is a huge bubbling pot of beans. ¿Qué están haciendo aquí?
Aquí en la chapa están grillando, no caso.
That's Elvesio Oliveira, the owner of the restaurant.
So we've just been invited to taste some of the food here. It's fried, it's salty, but it's really tasty.
La comida mineira ela é uma comida simples.
Food from Minas is simple food, he tells me. The state of Minas is named after its mines. It brought gold to what was then the capital, Rio. So food had to be easy to transport because it was taken on mules for days, he explains. So we use, for example, a lot of salted beef and beans. And its humble beginnings, he says, gave food from Minas a bad rap.
Antes, então a comida mineira.
People thought of it as poor people's food, he says. And that wasn't only the case of food from Minas, but Brazilian food generally. Even though the continent-sized country has 26 states, all with different histories and flavors, like many post-colonial nations, people looked down on what was native. A good restaurant had to be French, Italian, or Portuguese, but certainly not Brazilian.
Eu comecei a fazer cozinha brasileira no momento em que a cozinha era
Mara
muito Saez pesada.
Mara Saez is the chef owner of Tordesillas in São Paulo. She was one of the first chefs to take Brazilian food seriously. When she started, she tells me there were no Brazilian chefs focusing on Brazilian gastronomy.
E então as pessoas naquele momento ainda estavam muito ávidas.
I started teaching at Brazil's first chef school in 2002. It was the very beginning of the Brazilian gastronomy movement. People at the time were into other cuisines, she says, and the chefs had to have worked in other countries to be respected. I had none of that. It was really hard to make them see that Brazil has a great diversity, she says. Then something happened.
Melhorando muito a autoestima do brasileiro, né?
When the Brazilian boom began a decade ago, Brazilians started gaining self-esteem. Everything Brazilian became more well-known outside the country, she says, which made it more valuable inside the country. Professionally run restaurants serving regional food from all over Brazil began popping up. And now some of the best restaurants in the world are here. This year, Alex Atala's Dom, focusing on Amazonian ingredients, was named among the top 10. And many restaurants are becoming commercial successes that have an eye to the international market. Coco Bambu is a chain of restaurants that focuses on the coastal cuisine of the state of Ceará. That means a lot of shrimp, fish, creamy sauces. Artur Moraes and Ronaldi Aguiar are the 20-something partners behind the brand.
E a gente sempre busca algo diferente.
Brazilians are traveling the whole world now, and they eat at the best restaurants. And in a way, people are looking for something new, Aguiar explains. And regional Brazilian restaurants are new, in a way. In 5 years, their chain has grown from one location to eight. And Moraes says Brazilian regional cuisine will go global with the World Cup and the Olympics. Reservations at their restaurants are already sold out for the month of the World Cup in 2014. Next year, the group is planning to open a branch in the heart of Miami.
E a gente está tentando levar esse novo sabor.
Artur Moraes says we are taking that new Brazilian taste, that new Brazilian gastronomy that Brazilians love, to a wider audience. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, São Paulo.
This is NPR News.